Welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night Parsha class. This week's Parsha is Parshas Noach. Tonight's date is October 4th, 2021. Corresponds with the Hebrew calendar, Chav Ches Tishrei, Chav Shin Hei Beis. Let's not forget that this coming week will be Rosh Chodesh. It will be Rosh Chodesh Wednesday and Thursday, which means tomorrow night you'll be saying Yalav Yavo in your Ma'ariv Tefillah. Parshas Noach is a parsha that describes Hashem's endless patience with the Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, up to the point where the people lost their license to continue living. They lived with Hefker, without any control, without any rules, without honesty, decency. And Hashem waited and waited and waited. So finally Hashem decided, and the straw, so to say, that broke the camel's back was the thievery, as Chazal tell us. And because of the thievery, finally the decision was to destroy the world. There is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perikei, Mishnah Beis, that takes Parshas Noach and bridges the gap from the beginning of the world's creation till Avraham Avinu. The message that it sends forth is powerful and is eternal. Let me read you the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Asora Dorais Me'Adam Ve'Ad Noach. There were 10 generations between Adam and Noach. Lehodia, to make us known, to make it known, Kama Erech Apayim Lefanov. To what extent is Hashem's patience, how long he waits? 10 generations, 1,000 years. All of the generations then were continuously angering Hashem until he brought upon them the waters of the flood. There were 10 generations between Noach and Avraham, Lehodia, to make known Kama Erech Apayim Lefanov, how much patience Hashem had continued to wait for them to change. Shekol HaDorei Soyu Machisin Uboin, they were continuously angering Hashem with their indecency and their provocative behavior. Ad Shebo Avraham, until Avraham came, the kibbol alav schar kulam, till he accepted the reward of them all. So in a nutshell, the Mishnah tells us what two human beings have done. Noach saved the world from complete destruction, and Avraham continued the message at the end of the 10 generations following Noach, and he received the reward of all of the 10 generations until then. So this Mishnah tells us the importance of a human being. What's the value of a human being? What one person can do? He can save his world. My Rebbe in the Sefer Chidekel, Chelek Beis, brings down the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, that brings out this point of Adam, how special Adam is, how a human being is. And I'll quote the Mishnah. Lefikach, it starts, the quote from my Rebbe starts from the middle of the Mishnah. Lefikach, Nivra Adam Yechidi, Adam was created alone. Lelamdecha, to teach you, Shekol Hama'abed Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, Mala Olav Hakosov Ki'ilu Ibud Olam Mole, Lechol Hama'kayim Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, Mala Olav Hakosov Ki'ilu Kayim Olam Mole. The value of a person is such that if a person, God forbid, destroys a human being, he's like destroying an entire world. And if a person is b'kayim, he saves and he supports a person from falling apart and being killed or destroyed, it's as if he was m'kayim an entire world. To further understand this, Rashi explains, "Lefikach nivra Adam yechidi." Adam, when he was originally created, he was created by himself. "V'har oisecha show you shemei Adam echad," that from one person, "nivra meloi shel olam," an entire world was built, was created from one person. What does that mean? L'hoira is to teach al chashivus hayochid, how important an individual is. That each person in this world is capable of building an entire world. And here we have, in the time of Noach, where the people were so evil, and they were so wicked to each other, Noach was able to stand against the tide and was able to save his generation with the Teva, with the Ark, and all of the animals that he was allowed to take in it. Just to show you the greatness of Adam. And we understand that the Gemara in the Mishnah further explains that, again, to show you how unique Adam was, that you see, Adam was then created, and every child or every human being that's created after Adam looks like Adam, but is different than Adam. It's not like you have a stamp that has a mold to it and he stamps the same image again and again and again. Hashem created Adam with uniqueness. So when the next Adam was born, he's different than the first Adam. He's different in many ways. He's different in his intelligence. He's different in his appearance. He's different in his talents. He's different in his strengths. Every person is different than each other. Why did Hashem create Adam different than each other? To show us that Hashem, and the Mishnah there wants to say, do you know why he created everyone different? Make it clear to everybody that Adam should say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam, Hashem created the world for me. So I should utilize the world, I should accomplish something in this world, and I should sustain the world with my behavior, with my goodness, with my character. So Hashem created Adam originally alone, with no other human being with him, to tell Adam that you should tell yourself, this beautiful world that I was just introduced to, this beautiful world was created for me. let me not destroy it. Let me utilize it. Let me utilize all my potential so I'll gain the benefits of such a beautiful, outstanding world. Therefore, the Mefarshim explain, as my Sefer, my Reb Rosh Yeshiva explains, we understand that therefore, human beings are all slightly different than each other, so that each person should be able to say to himself, this world is Bishvili Nivra Olam. This world was created for my benefit. Let me use it and not destroy it. Let me build upon it, not ruin it. This is the purpose why Hashem originally created Adam by himself. So says the Mishnah, and my Rebbe explains this to be so. And to further explain this message even more, we also are familiar with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Ba'asara Maimorais Nivra Olam. The world was created with 10 sayings. Ma Talmud Lema says to Pirkei Avos and Perek Chamishi Mishnah Aleph, why was it created with 10 Maimorais? Haloi B'maimer Echad Yachol Lehi Barais. Could not Hashem create the world with one Maimer, with one command? Ella, but to teach us lehi pora min hareshayim shema ablanas ha'olam sheniva basara mamarais, to punish the reshayim that destroy the world that were created with sara mamarais, v'litein sochar tov la tzadikim, and to give much more reward to the tzadikim shema kaiman es ha'olam sheniva basara mamarais, that keep alive and sustain the world that was created with Asara Mamaris. What is this Mishnah actually trying to say? What's the necessity of creating the world with Asara Mamaris? The Mefarshim explain that Hashem could have created the world with one Maimer, but Hashem tried to make it clear to mankind how precious this world is that we live in, and that there are so many miracles taking place, and there is so much we can accomplish, that he purposely created the world with 10 maimorais to bring out the chashivus, to bring out the enormity of living with doing righteousness and following the dictates of the Torah, the dictates of Hashem's guide through life, so that you would get more reward by recognizing the importance of the world, that Hashem went to the effort of creating it with 10 maimorais. The fact that Hashem created the world with 10 maimorais made it that much more precious. If somebody, Lahavdil, Elalef Havdalis, spends 1 hour in shaping a piece of gold, a gold necklace, or another gold ornament, and he gives it to somebody as a gift, that gift is not as much worth to that person as if the gift took that goldsmith 10 hours to create and to give it to the person. And he tells the person, I want you to know, this beautiful gold necklace took me not 1 hour, but 10 hours to create it, to carve it, to shape it, to mold it, to beautify it, so that you will have a beautiful necklace. When you become aware that Hashem put the effort in the creation of the world for the man himself, for mankind, so so that they should appreciate and get the reward that goes with every mitzvah 10 times more than we, understanding that, are much more appreciative for the fact that we were given the opportunity in this world to doing mitzvahs. And therefore, understanding this, we now understand how valuable Adam is, that Adam was created in this world, that was created by Sarah Mamorais. So whatever good deed he does, he's rewarded 10 times more, because the world was created with a Sarah Mamorais. And therefore, this is lahavdol. It's like a commodity in the stock market that's not just worth $100. The same stock is worth $1,000, 10 times more. It makes us appreciate the value of human potential, that we have to value that whatever we do in doing the right thing gives us the opportunity to earn endless reward in Olam Haba. And once we have that understanding and we recognize that Hashem created us individually so that we should be able to say to each of ourselves, Bishvili Nivra Olam, Hashem created this world for me, so I should benefit from all of the beautiful, majestic miracles that crowd the entire world. Then we have a different appreciation of human beings and their potential. We are also very much aware that Hashem not just created Adam, but created Adam with the Tzelem Elohim. As it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Ches, that the Mishnah there says, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, man is dear because he was created with the Tzelem Elohim. Kibo Yisera Neidaslo Shenivra B'Tzelem. Hashem had notified man that he was created with a tzelem, because Hashem made Adam with the tzelem alekim, and with the intelligence that Hashem blew into him. Oh, how fortunate we are to know that we have such a uniqueness, that we are created B'Tzelem Elohim. So this could refer to a Goy too. A Goy was created B'Tzelem Elohim. Jewish people, B'nai Yisrael, have Taryag Mitzvahs. Goyim have Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. But whether it's a Goy or whether it's a Jew, we were all created B'Tzelem Elohim. And we have to recognize that we are therefore so special, and therefore, if we do Ratzon Hashem, we do what we're supposed to, so we are embellishing and beautifying this Tzelem Elohim. We're beautifying this Adam when we do the right things, when we're righteous and we're kind and we are benevolent and we're considerate and we're merciful. We beautify this Adam, this beautiful, beautiful creation, Adam, which was created B'Tzelem Elohim. Hashem wants us to realize that. And as a result, we can understand the power of a person. And now we have a better understanding of the Mishnah that we said before, that Adam is which was created B'Tzelem Elohim, has the power to save the world, such as Noach. Noach used his potential, used his tzitzis, his piety, his righteousness, save the world. He saved the world. And he was the role model for all of us. Each of us have the potential of saving the world in our own way, whether it's our own private world, our own world that we live in and day out, or it's the world at large. We all have that potential, no different than Noah. And then going further to Abraham, if we take it a step further and we act in accordance to the behavior of Avraham Avinu, which was Hakoras Hashem, he recognized the greatness of Hashem, then we are doubly fortunate to be able to use our potential in helping, saving, and sustaining the world. It's interesting to note that we have in Pirkei Avos another interesting Mishnah that falls in line to whatever we're saying. That everybody should realize that each individual is capable of doing great things. We have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Perek Beis, that's Mishnah Vav, that says the following. Ubimkaim she'ein anashim hishtadu lihios ish. In a place that there are no people, there are no volunteers to want to help do a righteous thing. Attempt, try to become that ish. That ish will end up getting the reward of all of the other people who should have done the mitzvah, who should have done the chesed. And here, you have the potential. Everybody has the potential. Everybody is invested with greatness. And whatever I told you until now is all applicable today, thousands of years later. And the Mishnah stands behind that. Ubimakayim she'ein anashim, if there are no people who wishes to do a certain mitzvah, hishtadel li'as ish, you become the person to do it. And there's many examples. If there's nobody who's willing to go ahead and do a certain mitzvah of chesed, you become the person to do the chesed, whether it's setting up a Beis HaMedrash with its chairs or giving tzedakah to the poor, and you know there's nobody who are willing to go ahead and raise the money for this poor person, and you have found out and you discovered and investigated that it's a righteous and it's a reliable tzedakah, and it's a person who is really needy, and nobody seems to be interested. And you push yourself and you put yourself out to help that person. Yes, you become that person, and you get the reward of all the anashim, of all the people. I remember going to a wedding years ago where a very well-to-do person goes around at the tables of the wedding hall with a plate collecting tzedakah. Everyone knows it's not for him. Collecting tzedakah for a poor bride or a poor yasim or some other orphanage. And he takes the initiative to go ahead and collect tzedakah when others don't feel comfortable doing it. And he pushes himself. There you go. Bimkaim she'ein anashim, where there are no men willing to do it. Hishtadel li'asish. You can translate this Mishnah into hundreds and hundreds of different opportunities where you can get the opportunity and then you will end up getting the reward of many people. Like the Mishnah says, when she'ein anashim, where there are no men, hishtadel li'as ish. And where do we know that you get the reward of all the people who could have done it and they didn't want to? None other from the first thing I said today, from the Pirkei Avos of Avraham Avinu. It says, Asara dayreis minayach ad Avraham. There were 10 generations from Noach until Avram, lehodia, to make known, kama erech apayim lefanav, that there's such Erech HaPayim, there was such patience by Hashem, Shekol HaDorei Tzoyim HaChis Nuvanov, that the generation angered him continuously, Ad Shebo Avram V'kibols Olav Schar Kulam, and Avram received the reward of 10 generations, because he was Hishtadu Li'atish, because he forced himself to be that ish. And therefore he got the reward of 10 generations. You see, a mitzvah is not going easy, and you force yourself to do it. In the light of the fact that others don't want to do it, be like Avram, and you get the reward of all of those people who refused. So we see from over here a tremendous thing. What it means, Adam, what it means, this uniqueness of a human being. Hashem created Adam individually. He didn't create hundreds of people at first. He created Adam individually. And he made Adam, his children afterwards, look different than each other. And each one's intelligence is slightly different than the other. You know, even our fingerprints, there's no two fingerprints alike. Hashem created us in a unique way to teach us that we should tell ourselves, B'shvili nivra ha'olam. We should say that the world was created because of me. Let me not destroy it, but let me sustain it, build it, produce on it, and make a Kiddush Hashem. That's the message of Parshas Noach going into the story of Avraham Avinu. And now, I would like to just mention several examples that individuals have changed the world. And I'll mention a few secular ones and then go into some more religious and Torah-dicker ones. The power of an individual. And again, Lahavdil, we're not comparing a goy to a Jew right now. We're just showing the potential. Look at Benjamin Franklin. He was the inventor of the printing press. Look what it did to the world. Thomas Edison. He invented the electric bulb and all of the devices that surround electricity. The Wright brothers opened up a world of aviation. They created the first plane. Dr. Salk, in the world of medicine, invented the polio. He discovered the polio vaccine. Millions of people's lives were saved. One person. You know what one person can do? Like Hitler, Yamach Shemai. Kill millions upon millions of people. The number of 6 million Jews, it's a very rough number, but in the world at large, he killed many, many more millions of human beings, not just 6 million. That's one person. That's one person. And now let's talk about the Torah world. In the Torah world, we'll pick Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. What he did, he created the Mishnayos. Ravina Ravashi put together Talmud Bavli, all the Rishonim, such as Rashi and the Rambam and the Ritva and the Rashba, and all of the Rishonim, these are individuals, made a storming and indelible impression on the Torah world. These are individuals. What would we do without a Rashi? How would we learn halacha without the Rambam? And then you go further in history, and the Achronim, such as the Beis Yosef, the one who put together the Shulchan Aruch, how our lives are dictated by the Beis Yosef. And let's go further in history. 100 years ago, the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, one Jew, who made the world shake and tremble with his presence. He's known as the Chofetz Chaim because of his greatness of teaching the world Shmiras HaLoshon, to stay away from Lashon Hara. But he was very great in Limud HaTorah. One Jew. And getting more closer to our generation. How we have who was saved from the Holocaust. Rav Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood. The Lakewood Yeshiva. You know what that meant over there, the Lakewood Yeshiva? There's not a place in the world that has not been affected by the Lakewood, by the Lakewood Yeshiva, by Rav Aaron Kotler. One Jew! It's one Jew. And a woman, a counterpart, Sarah Schneer, who saved Jewish daughters from going in the wrong direction, being exposed to the wrong environment. Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal says that Sarah Schneer was responsible for the Kolo community, because after he's been training Talmidei Chachamim to learn Torah with passion and with strength and with conviction, they could not find a girl who would be interested in wanting to marry such a person until Sarah Schneer came. Sarah Schneer, the founder of the Beis Yaakov movement, brought into the world that you have to have girls, women, trained in a Torah environment to appreciate Torah, and therefore hundreds of thousands of Talmidei Chachamim were able to find their mate, because otherwise they would not want to get married to an ignorant person who had no appreciation for Torah. It's one person, Sarah Schneer, one person. And then going a little bit later, we have Shraga Mendelovich, the founder of Torah Mesorah. He saw to it that there were yeshivas all over America. There are day schools in every Jewish community. One person. And how about we have very recently the founders of the Art Scroll movement. They call it the Art Scroll Revolution. Rav Nathan Sherman and Baruch Chaim and Rav Meir Zlatowitz, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, the two founders of our Art Scroll. Could you imagine how much Torah has been learned because of these two people? These two individuals. And let's go a little later. You must have heard of the Dirshu community, the Dirshu Siyum HaShas, the Dirshu learning of Halacha, run by Harav David Hofstadter Shlita, a contemporary, a Ner Yisrael boy, a person who you and I rub shoulders with sometimes. I gave him a handshake a few months ago, and I didn't want to leave go because this is a golden handshake. He changed the entire world. He's probably today the greatest Marbitz Torah in the world. With his wealth, he is supporting hundreds of thousands of people who are learning and being tested on their dafim, on their gemaras, so until they're becoming experts in shas, in halacha, in musa. This is one of us. This is a Ner Yisrael boy. One of us. He's taking his millions of dollars instead of spending it in worthless investments. Is using it to go build Torah in every continent. He's the greatest Marbitz Torah today. It's all one person. It's David Hofstadter. So when we're talking about this week's parsha, Noach is tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, a righteous person. We're really talking about the potential of every one of us. We are all unique. We are all different than each other. We all have different talents. No one is exactly the same. But we have the same boss, and we have the same goal. The boss is Hashem, and the goal is to make Kiddush Hashem. This is what we're right now ready to learn in Parshas Noach. The value of each individual. And therefore, how important it is to be able to safeguard ourselves from the flooding toxic influences of the world at large, whether it's the media, whether it's pictures, whether it's magazines, whether it's associates, whether it's friendships with the people that are not good influences upon us. We have to learn from Parshas Noach to create in ourselves, in our homes, our own little tevas, our own little arks, our own little boats, to be able to safeguard our community so that we could rise to the potentials that we have spoken to this evening. It's in our hands to do so. It's very difficult to rise to heights that we've spoken about when we expose ourselves to all of the nonsense and sometimes the foolishness of our society that constantly is there, whether it's the radio or the Wi-Fi, the computer, or the internet. We have to safeguard ourselves from all of these influences so that we could be able to rise to the challenges that Hashem has given us, made us worthwhile and worthy of the great, great gifts that are coming in our way. May we all be privileged to grow in Torah, us, our families, and our communities, to stick together and to be able to rise to the challenges that are constantly bombarding us day in and day out. And if we daven for this special siyata d'shmaya, the special help, when you say ata chayne liyodam das, Hashem, please give me the intelligence to fight off the negative influences from our decadent generation. And when you get to Shema Koleinu, think it over one more time. Hashem, answer my call, answer my prayer. I have no doubt that Hashem is waiting and is excited to respond, that you will be privileged to have a life of purity, of Torah and Hatzlacha. Have a wonderful week. Be Matzliach. Kol Tov.